Welcome to Heralding the Truth, radio ministry of Russell Road Church in Sidney, Ohio. Here at Russell Road, our vision is to build a people who are establishing God's Word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. We appreciate you joining us for this dynamic and life-changing Word. Here now is today's message.
Hello, live stream. Merry Christmas. Thank you for tuning in. We've been preaching on Christmas, Christmas Eve, right? Christmas Day today. We are going to look at the Christmas story in Luke chapter 2. So if you would go there, we're going to go ahead and read that together. We'll just do this together. If you all want to stand up while we read God's Word together, you can stand up there in your living rooms if you want to. If you can see it, you don't have to, but you can. Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with an angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, on earth peace, goodwill toward men." Father, we thank you for your presence today. We thank you for all that you're doing in this church, in this community, in our hearts, in our nation. Lord, we just long to receive and hear a word from you. So, Father, we just pray that you would speak to us today, and we would increase in peace. And you said, of the increase of your government and peace, there will be no end. Increase your government and peace in our hearts today as we look to you and as we listen to your word. In Jesus' name, amen. And amen. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. I had a joke for you. Santa Claus looked at Mrs. Claus and said, "What's the weather going to be like?" And Mrs. Claus says, "I think it's going to rain, dear." I know, I liked it too. That was from Google. But this particular passage of Scripture in Luke 2, I read to my children, my son Fred and Angie, from when they were very, very little. And we're doing it at our house with Olivia. Before we open our gifts, we read this story. So, because it really communicates why we're doing what we're doing. This idea that Jesus is the greatest gift. Amen? But I'm going to focus today on, he says, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." So we're going to look at this idea of the peace that Jesus brings and who he is. He's the Prince of Peace. So we have to really understand this idea of peace. Because if we don't understand, we'll never be able to participate in it. Amen? So, If you go back to the garden, there was peace between God and man, Adam and Eve. So there was perfect peace in the garden. So now think about this. There was perfect peace in the garden in the beginning, and in the end, in Revelation, it says the lamb will lay down with the lion. The kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy. The kingdom of God will be established. So there's peace in the beginning, and there's peace in the end. Now let's look what's in the middle. Conflict is in the middle. Conflict came in when the first place conflict came in was when the snake came in and said something to Eve, right? Got her to question God, and then she got her husband to question God, and they fell. They fell into sin. They disobeyed God. Obedience is a big deal. They disobeyed God. You see that? They ate from the tree he told them not to eat from. Conflict came in. All conflict comes from sin. So now think about that. If all conflict comes from sin, where's peace going to come from? It's only going to come from Jesus. This was God's plan for you to have peace. Return your peace with God. You see that? When you accept Jesus, Jesus is our peace. And he brought peace with, he paid the penalty for all our sin on the cross. Reconciliation, the word reconciliation means to be equal. So he reconciled us. Now we become equal with God when it comes to our sin. When we repent of our sin and invite Christ to come in, we make peace with God. But we only do it because of Jesus, because he paid the price for our sin, past, present, future. And at that time, we become justified. Just as if I'd never sinned. So now think about this. We have peace with God. We have the peace of God in us. And now we have peace with others. Pay attention. You cannot have conflict with others and be at odds with others and have peace with God. Did you hear that? That's why you have to reconcile. God has given us all the ministry of reconciliation. And we're to be peacemakers, every one of us. God wants you and I on earth to be peacemakers. We're to bring goodwill to men. You can't bring goodwill. Your will isn't any good. You bring God's will when you bring peace. You see this? You bring God's will when you bring peace to men. Are you guys with me? Give me Matthew 5:9. This is probably the most important message I've ever given in 40 years. So we're going to stay on it for a minute. Look at this. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. See, he's talking about you and me. If you're a believer, if you're born again and you're a child of God, you are a peacemaker. See, you're not just called Christians and you're not just called believers. You're not just called disciples and you're not just called saints. Remember, you're a saint if you're a child of God. Some people say, well, I'm a child of God, but I'm not a saint. Well, you see, you're saying something that's not true. You are a saint when you become a child of God. You know, you do have your saints and your ain'ts, right? So the idea is you're a believer, you're a child of God, you're a disciple, You're a saint and you're a peacemaker. Look what it says. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. So you're to always be peacemaking, not peacekeeping. See, a peacekeeper will please people just to avoid conflict. That's not what we're talking about. A peacemaker will actually confront people to maintain peace. You see that? To maintain peace. Whenever something is at odds, they'll say, no, we can't go any farther. We gotta get this settled because I got my peace with God, and I'm not going to let it go. Because I'm going to stay in this relationship with God, and I want to stay healthy. So you can't have hatred or bitterness or resentment or be at odds with other people and be in a right relationship to God. Making sense? So if you're going to come in here and worship God, you need to come in here as a peacemaker. If you come in here and you have bitterness in your heart, and you can worship all you want to, it's not getting through. Making sense? Until you deal with that with people, it's not going to get through. And God can't get through to you. That's why he says in Matthew 5, the same chapter, be reconciled first. First, then come and offer your offering of worship. You see this? We're going to stay on this for a minute, because this is why people, they don't have peace. Because the enemy will steal your peace through relationships that are unhealthy. And we're going to look at this. Now, Isaiah 9:6 says, for unto us a child is born, a son is given. His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. We're always to be increasing in his government. That's his kingdom in our hearts. And it produces peace wherever we go. You see that? The room ought to change when you walk in, because you're carrying peace. And it says, listen, it says that his peace will guard your heart. That word guard means to protect from all enemy invasion. It will guard your heart and your mind from all enemy invasion when you have the peace of God. You see this? Let's go to Taylor. Go with me to Proverbs 4:7. Merry Christmas, everybody. This is the Jesus story. This really is. This is the Jesus story. This is what Jesus is all about right here, what I'm talking about today. Look at this. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and in all you're getting, get understanding. Get understanding. So wisdom, this is God's wisdom. In all you're getting, get understanding. You see that? God's wisdom is different than man's wisdom. Conventional wisdom will not fulfill the will of God. So we need man's wisdom. Conventional wisdom cannot help you with your true identity. You need God's wisdom. You have to have God's wisdom to discover who you really are. It's the principal thing. So God gives us principles in the Bible to carry out his purpose. So when we get his principles, now we are in a position to fulfill his purpose. See, there's wise people and there are foolish people. And the Bible says you're a fool if you don't want wisdom. I want some wisdom. How about you? I need God's wisdom. Last night I said, I need a bucket full. I said, Donita needs a bucket full to put up with me. But you see, when you have wisdom, you know how to respond. You see that? You know how to respond in a way that gives them energy and life, the person you're in relationship to. The number one reason people get divorced today is conflict. The marriage is established by God to show others his will and Christ and the church. The devil will use conflict to get two married people in conflict to get to the children, to smear the image that he's created for the marriage. Because the marriage is Christ and the church. When you are loving your wife and your wife is loving you and your children are watching and listening, they are seeing Christ in the church. You see that? Someone told me that their son put up mistletoe in their house. So when mama came to greet the father, when he come home, you know, they would, little kissy. Are you listening to me? You know what? They didn't say, that makes me feel good. They like it. Are you listening to me? That breeds health into that child when there's connection and relationship. When your relationships aren't working, it's because you're not being wise. You're being a fool. Relationships only work when you get God's wisdom in them. If you are always having problem in your relationships, it's because you're being foolish. I didn't say you were a fool. I said you're being foolish. God's given us his word to help you with wisdom so you can be relational. So let's go to James 3:13. This is all about having healthy relationships. And there's six principles here for you. If you operate in these six principles, you are going to have peace in your relationship and in your home. And you're going to be a peacemaker. If you function and operate in these principles, it takes time. It takes time and growth and maturity. See, when you're not operating and when your relationships are always strained and estranged, it's because you're immature. You're immature. See that? You start to mature when you get his wisdom. And now you respond different. This, I told you, this is the most important message I've ever given. Now listen to this. Who is wise and understanding? What'd he say? Wisdom is the principal thing. And all you're getting, get understanding. Now, I'm gonna quote, because I believe this with all my heart. I operate in this. I got it in my heart. In Proverbs 2:10-11, when wisdom enters your heart and knowledge is pleasant to your soul, discretion will preserve you. Understanding will keep you and deliver you from the evil way. You see, when you get God's wisdom in, it begins to protect your soul. It helps you with your decisions, discretion. Now you make decisions out of that wisdom. And now it works, and because it's bringing understanding, and now that understanding says, don't go this way, go this way. And you don't go the evil way. And it produces peace in your life. Pay attention. Understanding among you, let him show by good conduct. That's how you act in your relationships. Well, now look, that his works are done in meekness and wisdom. Now, what's meekness? You know what the word meekness means? Teachable. Are you teachable? It's like when a horse is young, they're rebellious. They don't want to listen. They don't want to hear nothing that master has to say. They have to break those horses. You see that? They have to break them, and they have to ride them and talk to them and train them. And then they'll use this word. This word comes from training a horse. They're becoming meek. They're becoming teachable. You see, in this time when this was written, there was a lot of wars, and horses were used in wars. And so if that horse wasn't teachable, it had to stay in the barn, because it risked killing a lot of people by its disobedience and not listening to its master. Are you hearing me? This is where the etymology of this word comes from. Meekness. It also means strength under control. In other words, I have the strength to get you told. I have the strength to kick your... But I'm not even going to use it. Because I'm meek. And I'm going to be a peacemaker. You see that? Come on, do you see this?
Give me the next verse.
But if you have bitter envy, self-seeking in your hearts, do not boast and lie against the truth. Now think about that. If you have bitterness in your heart towards anybody, envy, resentment, self-seeking, that's selfish ambition. That's strife. You see that? Those are all symptoms of relationships. Those are all relationships, symptoms of relationships. You see this? And so if that's in your heart, and you can go to church, you can, oh yeah, Jesus. But if that's in your heart, you're lying. Huh? He says you're lying against the truth. Are we making sense? I like this. I like teaching this. I'm telling you, I'm so elated because it helps you. When you get God's wisdom, it's like water. It just like refreshes you. Because you know what? You start acting like God. You start being merciful towards people. Now look. But now this is the wisdom that comes from bitterness, envy, jealousy, resentment. This is the wisdom. Now look. This wisdom does not descend from above. But this is actually, it's conventional wisdom. You know, Herod, remember King Herod? He was the king that put a census out to kill Jesus. Because he heard there was a king going to be born. So he had children killed, babies, between 20 and 24 babies. People thought it was thousands. No, it was between 20 and 24 in Bethlehem, in that region. There wasn't as many people there at that time. But he had them killed, trying to kill Jesus. Herod represents the wisdom of the world. You see that? It's called a Herodian. Theologians call it a Herodian spirit. There were six Herods in the Bible. And this Herod was jealous. He was jealous and insecure. And he had a control problem. People have is a control problem. When you're only functioning in conventional wisdom, you want to control. You see that? And you know what? You want to control people. You and I are never to control people. Never. When you're trying to control somebody else and change other people, you are out of God's will. You're never to control people. You see? God wants you to have peace with Him. When you have peace with Him, guess what? You have self-control. You can control yourself and your own appetites and your own desires. Now you can control yourself and you have peace. You see that? That's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to have self-control. Now look, if you're always having problems in your relationships, it's because you're being foolish. When you get God's wisdom, it shows up. The first place God sees His wisdom in your life is in your relationships with people. If you can't get along with people and you are always at odds with people, it's because you're at odds with God. You can't be in a right relationship with God and be at odds with people. You see that? It's the cross, vertical. You're in a healthy place with God vertically. Horizontally, you're going to be in a healthy place with people. You see, peace isn't the absence of conflict. Peace is the presence of someone. His name is Jesus. He's the Prince of Peace. Now look at this. God says the first mark of real wisdom is seen in your relationships. Whether you are wise or a fool is not what shows up on tests that you take at school, but how you relate to other people, God says, that's where wisdom shows up. You can have a doctorate degree, and you can be have as many degrees as a thermometer. You can be Mr. Dr. Fahrenheit, but I'm going to tell you something. You will not be able to walk in wisdom until you get it from God. And God has designed us that way. It has to come from Him. He's made you that way. Wisdom shows up in relationships. So it doesn't matter how much money you have and how big a house you have, how successful you are. If your relationships are strained and hurting, you are not very wise. But if you have bitter envy and self-seeking in your hearts, don't lie and boast against the truth. These are all related to relationships. Now look, if you allow bitterness, contention, envy, self-seeking, and jealousy in your life, listen, because that doesn't come from God, you are being foolish. That's why if I get into a disagreement, I'm going to work it out. And you know, sometimes you can work it out and the other person isn't wanting to work it out. That's okay. You did your deal. You see that? If they don't want to work it out, you can't force them, right? You make the first move. Always be the person who makes the first move to be a peacemaker. We want to be first to be peacemakers. Because you see, if you're not a peacemaker, guess what? You're a troublemaker. You may not look like one, but you're creating trouble. You know, one out of five women in America are on anxiety medicine. There is an epidemic of depression and anxiety in our world. It's because of what I'm talking about here right now. That's conflict inside of you. Now, this is the Amplified Bible, and this is what it says in verse 16. For wherever there is jealousy, envy, contention, rivalry, selfish ambition, there will also be confusion. This is the New King James. For where envy and self-seeking, remember self-seeking, strife, exist, confusion and every evil thing are there. In 1 Corinthians 14:33, it says, God is not the author of confusion, but of peace. He authors peace. When He's writing your story, it's full of peace. If you don't have peace in there, He's not writing it. If you're always in strife and upset with each other, God's not in it. When you become born again, now you've positioned yourself to be healed.
Only the truth and truthfulness can save us now. Only the truth and truthfulness can save us.
You've been listening to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church. We are located at 340 West Russell Road in Sydney, Ohio. Our service times are Saturday evenings at 5 p.m. and Sunday mornings at 9 and 11 a.m. If we can be of help to you, you may contact us at 937-492-6412 or visit us on the web at russellroadchurch.com or Facebook by searching Russell Road Church, Sydney. We end today's broadcast with these words from the Apostle Paul, taken from 2 Corinthians 13:11. Be complete, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. Have a blessed week.